Test 75, Section 1, Question 12. Here, we are looking for the reasoning in the commentator's argument is most vulnerable to criticism on the ground. So what's wrong with it? The Duke of A argued long ago that only virtuous A rulers concerned with well-being of the people will be able to rule successfully. So saying only virtuous rulers can rule successfully. So that's going to say if you are successful, then you have to be a virtuous ruler. Since then, when these rulers or governments have fallen, their falls have always been made during the rule of one who viciously disregards. Okay, so when they fall, it's always been one who is not virtuous. The Duke then was right about one thing, so the Duke was right. Concern for the welfare of the people is necessary for the successful government of governance of Cridia. So you have to be concerned. That's necessary for the successful government. Now, in this case, the original statement is only virtuous rulers concerned with well-being of the people will rule successfully. So that says if you rule successfully, you've got to be virtuous and concerned with the people. And then the conclusion says concern for the welfare of the people is necessary for a successful government. That's fine. The problem is that the evidence is when they have not been successful, they have been disregarded the needs. That's a bad if then, because what that's saying is if not successful, not regard, and our correct contrapositive of the original statement would be that if you disregard, then you won't be successful. So it's a bad if then here. So we look for something about necessary and sufficient conditions. Ignores the possibility that conditions that are necessary for the welfare are likely to change over time. It's not about the changing over time. B, infers the necessity of a certain condition for success from the fact that its absence has always led to failure. Maybe it sounds all right. So C, appeals to evidence from sources that are likely to be biased. It's not about biased sources. Infers that a certain condition is required for success from the fact that a lack of that condition is associated with failure. Unfortunately, A, B, and D are both good enough to hold on to. Presumes that justification, the characters of past rulers can be assessed in some completely objective way. It's not about an objective or subjective assessment. It is just about necessary and sufficient conditions. So now we have to figure out between B and D. So infers the necessity of a certain condition for success from the fact that its absence has always led to failure. Now we have to ask, does its absence always lead to failure? And in this case it says their falls have always been during the one of who viciously disregards. That's saying if you fall then you disregard, but it doesn't say if you disregard then you fall. So the absence of the condition, meaning caring about the people, doesn't always lead to failure. But failure always has been precipitated by that. Come after you've done it. So then D infers that a condition is required, okay, from the fact that a lack of that condition is associated with failure. That's right. That's the one that we need is associated with. It doesn't say its absence has always led to failure. And therefore, answer choice D is our correct one. It's a tough question because you have to differentiate between B and D.